Dreamscape presents A Phoenix First Must Burn. 16 stories of Black girl magic, resistance, and hope. Edited by Patrice Caldwell. Narrated by York Whitaker. Introduction narrated by Patrice Caldwell.
Introduction. When I was 14, a family friend gifted me a copy of Octavia Butler's Wild Seed. I still remember that moment. The black woman on the front cover, the used paperback smell, the way I held it close like it carried within it the secrets of many universes. I devoured it, and all of her others. I found myself in her words, and I'm not the only one. It seems only fitting that the title of this anthology comes from Butler's Parable of the Talents, a novel that is ever relevant. The full quote is, "In order to rise from its own ashes, a phoenix first must burn." Storytelling is the backbone of my community. It is in my blood. My parents raised me on stories of real-life legends like Queen Nzinga of Angola, Harriet Tubman, Phyllis Wheatley, and Angela Davis. Growing up in the American South, my world was full of stories, of traditions and superstitions, like eating black-eyed peas on New Year's Day for luck or jumping the broom on your wedding day. Raised on a diet of Twilight Zone, Star Trek, and Star Wars, I preferred creating and exploring fictional universes to living in my real one. But whenever I went to the children's section of the library to discover more tales, the novels featuring characters who looked like me were, more often than not, rooted in pain set amid slavery, sharecropping.